You're still hosting the late night show on CBS?
Nah.
You're not
no
hosting
more,
it?
No, no. All I do is tour.
All you do is tour. Okay.
I do 100, 115, 120 shows a year.
I know. I woke up to you the other night, Brian.
Yes.
I said, Brian, why are you in my room?
Yeah.
And you were standing there singing?
Yeah.
And I think you invited your sons in?
My sons, yeah. That was a tour that we did a while ago where it was just acoustic. And, you know, I think it was during that show and that tour that people really got to know who I was. I let it all kind of hang out.
Yeah.
And,
yes, you did. But I love the energy and the synergy between you and your sons, and they can sing.
They sure can.
Yes, they can. All right. So now, since everything is about reality and everybody wants to know your business, we're going to get up in your business a little bit.
You can try.
Can we try?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you. So are you single, married?
I'm very single.
Very single.
Yeah.
When you say very single, that means there's no special someone anywhere, or
there's no,
there several special someone?
There's no one special.
There's no one
like
special.
That. Yeah.
Got it. By choice or?
Yeah. I'm not very good at relationships.
Really? Why is that?
Because
you are such an art. You write about great relationships.
No,
why is it so hard for
do
you?
Do I write about great relationships? Do I write about moments in time? What do I write about?
Let me think. Oh, God.
Think about that.
That is a question, Brian. Do you write about relationships or moments in time?
No.
I thought maybe a little bit of both.
No.
No?
I know that I'm writing about how I felt at that moment.
Mm.
Doesn't mean that it may have been a long moment. It may have been a short moment, but that's how I felt.
Mm-hmm.
I have hope that it's possible to find a person that has everything that you want and that you can be in love with them. And what I'm not going to do.
But nobody's going to have everything that you want.
Sure,
no, that's unrealistic.
Well, okay. Think that if you want.
Well, I'm saying
that.
The
reason why these relationships don't work is because you don't wait to go all the way there till you do find that person.
Well, no, if your expectation is you got to have everything, you're never going to find that person.
Maybe.
Because no one has everything you're
sure
looking
they do.
For.
She's out there.
No, she's not.
Okay.
I mean, she's out there, but you've got to be willing to accept the fact that she's not going to have everything that you want.
You know what that, you
that's
know what that sounds
like? That's why you're still single,
Brian.
Where's
your
list?
That sounds like settling. Sorry.
That does not sound
sure
like
does.
Settling.
You have to be willing to accept that settle.
No, that's not.
Sure.
I think you're exaggerating the meaning here. Okay. An analogy to that would be, let's see. Just say, for instance, you're house hunting, and this house, you have a dream of what this house should look like, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you find everything in this house but one or two things. Do you throw out the bathwater?
The baby with the bathwater.
Do you throw out the baby with the bathwater?
No.
Do you
what
say, you know
do
what?
Is,
I can compromise on
no,
that.
No, no, no.
I'll get that later on.
No. It's like I was about to sell my house and I decided, you know what? This house has so much history. My boys grew up in this house. Instead of selling this and getting a new one, I am going to remake my home room by room till it's exactly the way I want it. And some of that has to do with me. Some of that has to do with me getting to the point where I can be everything I need to be for somebody else, and they can be everything they need to be.
Say that
for
then.
Me.
Say that.
Now,
my expectation of somebody else being perfect.
I didn't say that. You said that.
Okay.
You said that. Nope.
Oh my gosh, Brian! I can see. You know what? I don't even have to finish this conversation to figure out why you may be happily single for a long time.
I'm single because I'm choosing to be.
Well, I'm just saying, like, you got to be more reasonable about what it is that you.
Because you know what? At the end of the day, if I do end up being
with women, what is your biggest? If I had to call three of your exes, what would be the one thing that all three of them would say as it relates to you?
Oh, that I get bored and I'm never satisfied.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hello, what does that say about you?
But that's only because the person that I was with didn't have everything that I needed, but I chose to be with them anyway.
We need to call
because they
God.
Had some because they had some of the stuff I liked.
Okay, you know what? this man, you sound like women who are never satisfied. We can have everything that we want standing before us and we will still find something. Instead of seeing what we have, we always find what we don't have. You sound like that guy. You sound like that guy.
But you know what the difference is? At least I know that.
Well, yeah, you know what?
And what
knowing
I'm not going to do, what
battle.
I'm not going to do anymore,
is
go ahead and get into that with you, and in the middle of that, be like,
yeah,
and then somebody gets hurt. So, you know, what I'm willing to do is with someone is to take our time,
okay,
and get there and arrive at the same time.
Okay.
Problem is that everybody wants to go too fast.
When I say the name Chris Dorner, what does that mean to you?
You know, I have some very radical views of that whole thing that I don't necessarily really want to share, but I will say.
Oh, please share.
I will
share,
say
because we might agree
that this manifesto that he wrote wouldn't necessarily come from a crazy person.
I agree.
I am not condoning his acts. I'm not condoning what he did based on that. But there were parts of me that can understand why he did what he did based on what he wrote. And knowing, living in LA and knowing how things are, if you get stopped in this part of town, you get stopped in that part of town, being this color or that color, how things can materialize. Or not materialize. It's terrible, and at the same time, hopefully this opens some eyes about some of the things he was talking about, but I don't think it will. In some ways, I think we were dealing with a guy who had an intellect that was higher than most people's. So I know he's inflicted the kind of pain that he wanted, and he got the attention that he wanted from that. I'm just not sure that that was the way to go about it. Loss of life is never a good thing. But I do understand where he's coming from, because we've all been in situations where we're like, man, I can't believe that happened, and it's a good thing I don't have a 45.
Exactly. Okay. I'm just making sure, because, you know, this is a this is what you were thinking. You know, on you on the other side of in Radio Land, you were thinking what Brian just said, Brian and I.
We know people enough that they become very sensational about whatever's happening, and they everything's a knee-jerk reaction. Nobody thinks about it because social media is so immediate. They don't think. You know, what I was trying to accomplish with If You're Ready to Learn was take a step back, take a deep breath, and actually listen to what I'm saying.
Oh, you made some valid... You said some things that were poignant in that song, too, I might add. Not that I can, you know, go through the lyrics.
Yeah, but most people don't even know who's singing that song, so it doesn't matter.
It does. Yes, they know who's singing that song. They do, and mind you, there's a video to the Durham
song.
Not that
I'm singing it. Who the narrator is.
Who the narrator is on the song?
Yeah, it's not me. I'm not telling you that I'm going to show you anything. She's not talking to me. That's not Brian McKnight telling her that.
Who's telling her that, Brian?
Her sex toy. I clearly stated in the second verse who's talking. But again, people don't listen to lyrics.
I missed that.
Yeah.
I missed that.
You were caught up in the chorus. Let me show you how you're...
Yes, yeah. I was caught up. And I'm thinking, really?
Like most people.
I've been living with this for a long time. How do you think you can show me how this works? Okay. But I got it.
I've heard that before, too. Then right after that, I hear, oh, my God. I had no idea that...
I didn't know you had it in you. Okay, thank you for that tutorial. Brian, I gotta let you go now. As much as I don't want to let you go, this is the best conversation I've ever had with you, and I'm so looking forward to part two.
Okay.
April 2nd.
April 2nd. 4/2/13.
4/2/13. Brian's 15th. Album. On that note, I'd like to thank you for stopping by Mo's house.
No, thank you, Mo. Yeah.
And I look forward to having you here again, really. Yeah.
I think when I come back, I'll have something to put in your mouth.
Like you know,
like a lollipop.
You know what?
A lollipop or some gum or some cookies.
Whoa, my gosh. Brian, I can't take you. Goodbye. Goodbye. You are so dismissed from the class right now. I'll have something to put in your mouth.
Your mind was in the gutter.
Oh, my God.